Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
So the Buckeyes win the championship in the first championship playoffs in college. I've always wanted some sort of playoff one way or the other because I hated how the situation was with the BCS. All the other situations, you never truly felt like you had a champion. But I think college football, I got it right. This was, to me, and tell me if I'm wrong, I know it was a Monday night, that had much the same feelings of a Super Bowl.
There is sports talk host Glenn Forbes commenting on the first college football championship game, which was won by the Ohio State Buckeyes. The NCAA football championship game seems to fit in with lots of other conversations at the top of the heap when it comes to sports talk radio, and it's become our number 10 item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to the Talk Radio Review. Items of interest from number 1 to number 10 through the course of this hour. We'll review all top 10 talk topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine help us every week put this together, monitoring stations and hosts and all the radio stations doing news talk radio around our country. It's a very interesting and solid list again this week. From number 10 to number 1, including the one you just heard, the football championship game, that's where we get started on the countdown.
Number 9.
In the 9 position, another sports item, the championship games, NFL in the focus. Host Bob Stelton and Dave Grosby talked to Kevin Williams, the defensive tackle for the Seattle Seahawks, about being just one game away from the Super Bowl.
You look at it, you're like, this is 60 minutes away from the big one. 60 minutes of football in front of you here at CenturyLink Field. Is there nerves, excitement, anticipation? How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good. I mean, I'm trying not to overcomplicate it. I mean, for myself, I just try to take every week as a normal game week and prepare the same way and get my keys and get what I need to get ready. And Coach Carroll does a great job with it also. I mean, we prepare every week like it's a championship week. So we already have that mindset going in. So it kind of makes it easier for the rest of the guys.
We hear him say that all the time, but it's really true, isn't it? I mean, it does. It's if you do it that way, then every game kind of is the same, isn't it?
Hey, absolutely. I mean, we come in here on Wednesday, and we know it's it's competition Wednesday. We come in on Thursday, you know it's turnover Thursday. So I mean, no repeat Friday. So we got the same routine. We treat the practices the same. We go hard. And I mean, when it comes to Sunday, I mean, you see you guys having fun, and I think that's a result of it.
You know, we talked to you about this before. You've played at a high level in this league for a while now, and this defense is playing at a historic level through the 6 games leading up to the game with the Panthers. I mean, is this like anything you've experienced, or are you in the middle of it kind of going, wow, this is does it feel new, like something you hadn't been a part of before?
I mean, the how much fun these guys are having out there on this field is that's crazy. I mean, I think guys can tell from the sidelines that we're having a lot of fun, offense, defense, special teams, and it comes from us in practice, and then we get to the game, it kind of makes it a lot easier. And just to be a part of a group like this, it is unique and it's kind of new. I mean, I know a lot of teams are not doing it that way and having as much fun at practice. You know, they looking at the drudgery of going to practice and doing all the things you have to do to get ready. But, I mean, we try to make it a fun and loose atmosphere here, and it carries over when we play on Sunday.
Number 8.
Number 8 item is a focus on fun. If you had fun watching the early morning session with those people announcing the Golden Globe nominations and, I'm sorry, the Oscar nominations, you probably enjoyed the Golden Globes that were on Sunday night. Here's host Bill Carroll with Matt Bellamy from The Hollywood Reporter. They discussed Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and how they did as the hosts of this year's show.
I like the show overall. I love the hosts. We're going to miss them next year, I think, huh? Or, do you think they're really
good? I think that they bring a very nice tone to a show like that, and it's hard to replicate.
How did the room react to that Cosby joke? Did most people think it was funny, or was it uncomfortable?
I think most people thought it was bold of them to do that joke on NBC, of all places, where Cosby was such a huge figure for so many years. But, you know, you saw people applauding. You know, the joke was fine. It was kind of funny, but it was more like, wow, they really went after him.
Yeah, they did. That was pretty hard-hitting. It wasn't even a subtle kind of passing reference. They just went...
No, you saw, and you saw Lena Dunham, the creative girl, just start applauding as if, you know, she was applauding the chutzpah rather than the joke itself.
Yeah. Is there any early buzz about who's going to host it next year? Because that's going to be a big challenge now.
I've heard Julia Louis-Dreyfus could be a good candidate. She's really funny. I wouldn't be surprised if they went back to Ricky Gervais, or, you know, went to someone that has an association with the Globes already.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I thought it was a bold choice to have two women do it, but it looks so easy for them. I don't know, why not go on a run? I don't know why they have to make the change. I liked it when Billy Crystal hosted the Oscars year after year after year. You know, something comfortable about that.
Yeah, there is a familiarity, and they're clearly very good at it. I think NBC and the HFPA would love for them to come back, but it seems like they want to do other things.
Yeah, it's probably a lot of work.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they have friends. They said Seth Meyers helped them out with some of the jokes. And, you know, it is just one night. It's about 10 minutes of material. So you think that they, you know, I'm sure they're probably paid very well. But, you know, they have a lot of things going on.
A lot of work. That doesn't seem to me as something that would be, under the circumstances, something that would be considered. Interesting, the nominees to move from the Golden Globes at the moment to the Oscars, the 2015 nominees. A lot of people are buzzing about the announcements, about the categories, about who may win. I think it's interesting Bradley Cooper is so much in the conversation. The thing that I noticed on social media was the growing backlash over what some say is a lack of diversity at hashtag OscarsSoWhite. That caught on fire on Twitter during the week after no actor or directors of color were named nominees. That's something that bothers you under the circumstances. You can comment, if you'd like to, on the things we're discussing. It's a quick run-through of the top 10. You may try 888-302-3684. Also, email to Doug at DougStefan.com and Twitter at GoodDayShow, Facebook.com/GoodDay. The next item up for consideration, number 7, in a matter of moments here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. Want beautiful hardwood? Get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminate, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Number seven item this week as we continue to review the hot hits in News Talk Radio. This is a focus on the economy and the price of oil and gasoline, how it's going down, down, down. Here is a take from Countdown affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, where host Alan Udell talked to financial analyst Katie Hill about the growing economic problems some states are facing as the price of oil goes down, down, down.
I would say Texas, off the cuff, but it's such a massive state and has so many different interests. I noted it really didn't make the top of your list.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't even clear the top 5 of states most hurt by falling oil prices. It was in the top 10, and you're absolutely right. It seems like Texas would be number one, right? Because they're the largest oil-producing state in our country. But really, what's interesting about Texas is you're absolutely right. There's sort of a more diversified economy there, and so they can kind of absorb some of the shock of falling oil prices. Number one on the list is a state that really it can't absorb them as well because it's not quite as diversified or as large as in Texas. And the number one is North Dakota. And that's really just because, you know, recently they've had that huge oil boom. There's a lot of people working in that oil industry now. They're making a lot of money from it. So they're going to get really hurt. And MoneyRates, who did this survey, actually estimates that it'll cost North Dakota $11 billion in 2015, these falling oil prices. So that is a big price tag that North Dakota faces because of these falling oil prices.
And other states, to which I might add, are all in the West.
Yeah, Wyoming was number two, and that one, although it's not going to cost them as much, the interesting thing here is they have the highest percentage of their job market that's in oil. So 6% of the jobs in Wyoming are in oil. So what's going to happen there is that just really impacts, you know, regular people who are trying to make a living in that state. And so that's what puts it on the number two slot. Number three, not surprisingly to many people, is Alaska. That kind of Alaska and Texas, so North Dakota were probably the three that you probably thought of right off the top of your head. But Alaska stands to lose more than $6 billion in 2015 because of those falling oil prices, because that's just a very, very big industry there. So those were the top three.
Although I was thinking the one state where the state capital was literally right near an oil installation is Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma, it's not going to fare that well either. They also have a high percentage of jobs in the oil industry and their overall economic impact. It's about $660 million for 2015 that's going to be, they could get hurt with. So that's pretty big. Number five on the list surprised me, I guess. Number five is New Mexico, not typically a state that you think of that much that's impacted by oil, but it lands on the number five slot. A variety of reasons, the economic impact and the jobs. It's estimated to cost them $2.19 billion in 2015. So that surprised me a bit, but I found it interesting.
The oil services giant Schlumberger is going to cut 9,000 jobs as a result of the discussion, not because of that discussion, but a follow-up to what those folks were talking about there, the collapse of crude oil prices. That will mean that 8% of Schlumberger's 120,000 workers will move on to other things of their choosing. That's a nice way, gentle way of putting it, right? Production surging, waning growth, world is awash with oil. Collapse in prices, benchmark crude price down to a place about 50% lower than it was in June. 47.67 is the week ended. 21 after the hour on the Countdown.
Yeah?
Do you want to see
see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hunter. Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six item this week on our countdown, the survey of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, is a focus on what's going on in Congress as the GOP gets to work. Here's host Terry Miners with Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky discussing whether Yarmuth thinks the new Congress will be able to get anything done now that the Republicans are in control.
Let's talk about the shape of our new Congress. You're just back to work in there, and John Boehner, obviously, mm-hmm. is the Speaker of the House. Mitch McConnell over on the other side. Now, what sort of are there storm clouds gathering, or is it? Or are we still in a placid moment? I know that they voted on the key. Or I'm talking about the Senate now, but they voted on the Keystone Pipeline, and President Obama's folks have said, you know what, that's not going to happen. Is this gamesmanship that's going on already to set up something for us in a month or so with bigger issues?
No, I think this is just a continuation of what we saw in the last Congress. And, you know, I think this will be the rule more than the exception. I think there's still a great deal of difference between Democrats and Republicans on the direction, how they feel, what they feel the direction of the country should be and certain policies. But I think one thing that there's a scenario that is potentially positive, and that is because of the rule in the Senate, which requires 60 votes to get anything passed, and the fact that I think Senator McConnell is committed to trying to be productive on the Senate side, I think there's a possibility that the Senate could actually pass things in the areas of infrastructure and some other areas that are truly bipartisan and have a chance of passing the House. I think what we've seen over the last week from the House side is that Republicans continue to pass things here that have no chance of passing the Senate or being signed by the President. So I'm very pessimistic that anything that the House originates can get passed, can get enacted into law. But I am somewhat optimistic that the Senate can take the lead on some things that are truly bipartisan and have a chance of passing the House.
On the Democratic side in the House, though, it has to be a fascinating showcase for you guys. Boehner is not given unanimous election as Speaker of the House because of that pack of, what was it, like 25 dissenters?
Right, 25 who did not vote for him for Speaker, which is, I think, the most votes against the Speaker since the Civil War. So
doesn't that play right into the Democrats' wheelhouse?
It absolutely does. There's no question about that. But again, in the House, we're a significant minority. We have 188 members versus their 240-something. And if depending on how many defections they have, they can still have about almost 30 defections and still pass anything they want to pass. So there are issues that they're going to need Democratic votes on, and they're going to have to compromise on some things. And there's some votes, I think, that Speaker Boehner, as he has done before, is just going to have to say to his extreme right wing, I'm going to pass this with Democratic votes. And you all can do what you want to do. But if he does that, more often than not, then we'll have a much more productive Congress. If he decides to let his extreme wing run the show with the tail wagging the dog, as it were, and insist on having all Republican votes for anything, then we're not going to get much done. And, again, like we're working on a bill right now that makes it much more difficult to pass for agencies like the EPA or the SEC or any regulatory agency to implement any rules at all to protect the environment, to protect consumers. This is a bill that is as extreme as it can get. It'll pass the House. It will not pass the Senate. Even with a Republican control, it won't pass the Senate. It won't be signed. So that's the dynamic we're facing right now, is that those, this is the Tea Party and their successors, and they're causing a lot of problems for Speaker Boehner and for Congress as a whole.
The President's State of the Union is scheduled for the 20th, I believe, Tuesday night of this coming week, and the Republicans have selected a fresh face to give their rebuttal. Newly elected Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, the first woman to represent her state in Congress, is going to give the rebuttal. So that's something for those of you who are interested in that side to look forward to conversationally on Tuesday. I'm sure it'll be a big item on our Talk Radio Countdown show for next week. Meanwhile, we continue with this week's overview. In a few moments, it's 20.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you go to Guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to Guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at Guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to Guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call Guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Moving into the top five issues, the number five issue this week, as a matter of fact. Well, let's quickly review. A lot of people want to know what's going on at this point in terms of the consistency of what we do here every week, from number 10 to number 1, football at number 10 and number 9, actually, the Golden Globes at 8, falling oil prices, impact on you, number 7, the GOP Congress, and what's going on with the Republicans. The number five issue now is where we go.
Number five.
Here's how Steve Scott, we're staying in the presidential and political world. Host Steve Scott talking to Steve Shepard from Politico.com about the buzz surrounding Mitt Romney this week and the possibility he may throw his hat in again to run for president next year.
Is Mitt Romney running for president in 2016?
Mitt Romney is telling people that he is likely to run for president in 2016. He's likely to make a decision, a final decision on that in the coming weeks. He's not going to wait a couple of months. He figures that if he's going to get in right now, particularly with Jeb Bush already making so many aggressive moves, though Jeb Bush is not a formally announced candidate yet either, he needs to act quickly instead of waiting until the end to swoop in. So right now he's saying he's likely to do it.
How is Mitt 3.0 any different than 2.0 or the Mitt before that, the original candidate?
Well, you know, that's a great question. Having lost the Republican nomination in 2008, then lost the general election in 2012, he's hoping that the third time's the charm. He's telling people, both reaching out to potential donors, potential staffers, potential consultants, that he's going to be different. He is going to come and have a more efficient campaign. He's going to run a campaign that doesn't waste as much money, he's saying. He's going to run, he thinks his profile sets up well in a Republican primary that Jeb Bush, he thinks, would have trouble winning. Jeb Bush favors comprehensive immigration reform. Jeb Bush favors the Common Core educational standards. He thinks Mitt Romney, who was known as a pretty moderate governor of Massachusetts from 2003 to 2007, thinks he has a more conservative profile to win the nomination in the primary.
Well, it's widely agreed, I think, that Romney compromised his political principles to win the 2012 nomination in the primaries, moving maybe further to the right than he was comfortable with. How can he avoid that this time around? Is this a conundrum for any Republican? You got to win the nomination, but then you got to win the general election?
Yeah, and particularly given the number of candidates that are looking at the race on the right, you could group Rand Paul over there, even though he's a little bit more libertarian, but you've also got Ted Cruz, potentially Mike Huckabee, Rick Santorum, a number of more conservative candidates who are going to push. If both Bush and Romney decide to run, they're going to try to bring them over to the right in some of these debates before Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. You know, that's a big sort of question. Jeb Bush has said that he doesn't want to win the primary and lose the general by moving to the right. Mitt Romney hopes that he's sort of sitting in the sweet spot right now, having sort of contorted a little bit in 2012, that where he is right now is where the Republican primary electorate is, and also where the country can be as a whole in the general election.
Number four this week on the Talk Radio Review, the focus on that immigration policy that these fellows were talking about a few minutes ago, where Romney goes and where Bush goes. Here's talk host Joel Riley with Bob Dane, who runs the Federation for American Immigration Reform. They discuss the growing number of states that are filing lawsuits against President Obama over this immigration amnesty plan that he's put forth.
As I understand it right now, about half of the states in our fair union are suing the federal government, saying, "Look, we're tired of this plan for immigration reform and all that, and we're not having it."
Yeah, there's a two-pronged approach to stopping the president's dismantling of Interior Enforcement and stopping him from moving forward on amnesty. One of those is a lawsuit, and it's a big one. Lawsuits are emerging now. You've got 25 states that have joined a class action lawsuit against the president. And the claim is, the claim they have is that they have standing. And they would be harmed because it's the states that are on the hook for education, healthcare, and other public benefits and law enforcement when, and here's their case, when illegal immigration continues, which it will in the aftermath of an amnesty. They claim it's axiomatic. Amnesty just fuels the incentive for more illegal immigration. They're right. History is on their side.
Yeah, and you look at that, and again, with the backdrop of what's gone on in Paris, it feels like, to me anyway, it feels like that conversation is going to kind of ramp up here in the short term.
Well, it should. By the way, in terms of lawsuits, there's another rail on that front. You could also see the House of Representatives file a lawsuit against the president as well. They would make the case that their constitutional authority to regulate immigration has been taken away. And they'd certainly be on solid footing under the Constitution, because that says Congress, not the president, has the authority to regulate immigration. And I think they could also legitimately claim that Obama violated the Take Care Clause of the Constitution that limits the scope of presidential power.
Number three item from the week of January 12th to the 26th, the charts from Talkers Magazine focuses on that big hacking, the CENTCOM hacking. Earlier this week on my Good Day program, Rich McFadden and I talked to cybersecurity expert Brian Kralis about this week's hacking of Central Command's Twitter and YouTube pages, and whether this was a fluke or something that's likely to happen more frequently.
You know, I think, unfortunately, it probably will happen more frequently before it gets better. I think understanding the context of what happened, this was not a confidential, this was not a site that had a lot of security surrounding it. Basically, they used somebody's password to log on, who gave away that password inadvertently. But I think what this does, the silver lining here, is I think it gives us a kind of a wake-up call to say, okay, both federal, state, and local governments, let's look at all of our online activities, and let's look at where we need to beef up security and where things, you know, maybe like a bike lock are okay. You know, I think we need to do that audit, and I think that's probably the silver lining of this.
All right, so Rich tells me the offices for our network are in Arlington,
and it's a big area for all kinds of government contractors. It seems the president visited offices of the Central Command Group yesterday. It was related to this, Richard.
The DHS building next door to us has the cybersecurity unit in it. And I would suspect, Brian, that after the North Korean thing and then this the other day, that this was a big part of the conversation the president had.
I think so. And again, I think the, you know, from a federal government standpoint, I feel fairly secure. I'm not saying that there might not be some hiccups along the way, but I feel fairly secure. I think where I'm not as secure is if you look at the private sector, if you look at maybe local and state governments. I think when it comes to these entities, they never really were thinking about terrorism. They were just thinking about, you know, especially in the private sector, making sure that I can protect my secrets from my competitor. And I think now that we're thinking about cybersecurity from a terrorism standpoint, I think we're looking at a whole new level of security that we're probably not ready for, and it's probably going to take us 3 to 5 years to get there.
So how embarrassing is this? Never mind how easy it is or not easy. What sort of, we pay a lot of money. The area that Richie is in, as he said, is loaded basically with all these government contractors who get loads, gobs of money.
Oh,
I mean, look at the foolishness with the healthcare website and how much money that involved. And so you wonder, are these people really looking out for our best interests?
Well, there's a couple questions there that I think need to be answered, and it may take us a while to get there. But traditionally, right, if you look at retail crime, 75% of it happens from an employee. I would argue that within the cybersecurity world, it's probably even a higher number, because it oftentimes takes somebody who's inside to either have password access or to understand vulnerabilities of a system. And so, unfortunately, the majority of our systems have been external or people not necessarily with confidential clearance working on computer programs. And so there is that possibility.
Well, there's a lot of food for thought in that conversation, don't you think? Number three, the CENTCOM hacking and other conversation there about the other areas of government where the money is being spent, and wondering out loud whether or not we really are getting our money's worth. The answer to that question when it comes to the government is usually no. Okay, so number two around the corner, and then the big number one. Actually, number one and number two are related, as oftentimes is the case. We'll get to them in a matter of moments here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. One beautiful hardwood, get three finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminate, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
In homes across the country, doorknobs are a standard 3 feet from the floor. But a friend of mine was told she had to replace the doorknobs on her whole house with ones 4 feet from the ground because she had an indoor swimming pool and a toddler might enter her house and drown. Since the pool, which could not be seen from the street, was called an attractive nuisance, she would be liable if such a thing happened. This is sheer nonsense. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's obvious that if a child is wandering alone on someone else's property, it's the responsibility of the parents, not the homeowner. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family, not government rules on other people's doorknobs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Number two.
Number two, focus on ISIS and Boko Haram, the violence laid by both, especially Boko Haram. Here's host Mac Watson with Larry Gatos talking about the latest attacks by the terrorist group Boko Haram.
Last year, you remember us talking about this terrorist group, Boko Haram.
Yeah, that nobody, it wasn't on any of, I would say, a normal person's radar. We had never heard of them.
I never heard of them.
Maybe the State Department, maybe the Department of Defense, CIA.
Well, they better have heard of them.
But, yeah. But they were on people's radar. It just wasn't in the main news, let's say.
Sure.
And last year, they abducted almost like 300 girls. And nobody could find these girls for months.
And they still can't find these girls.
Some girls escaped. Mm-hmm. Some girls maybe they found somewhere in other places. But by and large, we really don't know what would happen to like 300 girls around like 10 years old.
We were told that they were going to be sold
right
into the sex trade.
Yeah, human trafficking.
I mean, that's as bad as it gets.
Right.
Having a little girl taken from her class
right
in the middle of the day by horrible men and being sold in the sex trade. Well, now we're finding out what these abducted girls are being used for, and it's not necessarily the sex trade.
Yeah, these guys have been basically just going on a killing spree. They've been marauding and killing hundreds of people at a time.
That's incredible.
Well, how do you kill a number of people in a big way at a big time at one time?
How?
You strap a bomb to somebody.
They're using the girls as suicide bombers.
Yeah.
I think what they're doing is strapping this suicide bomb to the girl,
mm-hmm.
basically telling the girl where to go.
Right.
I don't know if they're tricking her into going, not knowing she's wearing a suicide bomb. I doubt it.
Yeah.
They're probably saying, listen, if you don't do this, we're going to kill your family.
Or maybe here's a backpack and
yeah.
not just telling her.
All you have to do is deliver it to this
right.
place.
Right. We're not really sure how they're coerced. It's not clear how the girls are actually doing this, but they are strapped with explosives. And Saturday and Sunday, three young female suicide bombers, three separate suicide bombers, attacked a number of places. And this week-long killing spree by Boko Haram is being, I don't want to use the word helped because obviously these girls aren't voluntarily helping, but the insidiousness of this is that they are somehow getting bombs on these girls, and these girls go in somewhere and detonate and take a bunch of people with them.
And my guess is that they're not detonating it. There's a terrorist from Boko Haram that it's like a cell phone that you know you attach the person, you call it, and then it explodes. So that's what's going on with some of the terrorists. It's unbelievable. I thought what could they do that's worse than selling 10-year-olds into the sex trade?
How about killing them and taking other people with them?
Putting suicide bombs on them.
All right. So many of you have seen during the course of the week the charred ground and cinder marks where the homes stood that were blown up. This came from Amnesty International, the pictures and video that I'm looking at. They say the horrific scale of the devastation wrought by Boko Haram is displayed here. Many of you, as I say, have probably seen them. They've been all over the news media, trickling out here and there, accounts of the bloody attacks on the Nigerian town and surrounding villages. It's shocking beyond what most people's sensitivities can absorb. Witnesses telling various investigators how the attackers sped into the town with grenade launchers, gunfire, explosions. Residents were fleeing as they could, but they were torched, they were captured, and they were killed. So you've got these people, you're dealing with this element of creepology, if that's what it is. Good God. So that's number two. Brings it around to number one, more of the same in a matter of moments here on the countdown.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
So let's get to the top story of the week. The week ending Friday, January the 16th. The aftermath of Charlie Hebdo, that incident in Paris.
The whole attack at Charlie Hebdo to kill it and get rid of it, they have run out of the 3 million copies of that magazine, and now they're reportedly going to print 5 million, and so their message, Charlie Hebdo's message, is getting out even more so.
Well, absolutely right. I mean, that is the bitter irony of it, but we have to remember that the terrorists have multiple audiences. The Al-Qaeda in Iraq claim a responsibility. You know, a lot of this is not just, you know, taunting the West. It's aiming at potential supporters and members of their own camp to say, see, we are powerful. We are not weak. We can, even the most powerful, affluent Western nations, we can hurt them. We can strike them at their heart. So, you know, in that sense, they're undaunted by the response. But on the other hand, it shows you, the incredible solidarity around the world. You see, Charlie, for a magazine that, you know, a lot of us would, you know, might very well just find offensive. It's not that, you know, I would ever deny the people's right to do it, but it's interesting. Mainstream American journalism, even something like The Onion, would not publish defaming material of this type. But I was telling my students today, there's a tradition of this going all the way back to the French Revolution. There are cartoons that I was showing them of, you know, the 1830s, pillorying the king. And, you you know, this is a revered tradition in France, even if many people don't particularly like it. It only had a circulation of 60,000.
Not anymore.
Well, at least for a while. Whether that will be sustained, I doubt it. But certainly it's, you know, exactly right. I mean, there's a counter message that the public is sending back around the world, and that's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing to say we find this unacceptable, and, you know, in much the same way, to their credit, the French, you know, I mean, it was Jacques Chirac on 9/11 said we are all Americans now.
Yeah.
You know, and I think this is, it does, it draws us together. It doesn't.
All right, so there's a problem, a quick review here. That was host Wendy Snyder talking to terrorism expert Tom McKaitis about the latest issue of Charlie Hebdo, which is on sale. I just want to make sure you got all the information. You know who that was before I bring you to the next cut, which is host Tommy Tucker with CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland. They discussed whether what happened in Paris is something that we as the United States should be involved in or whether it's something France has to deal with on their own.
Is this really the United States' fight, or is this something that France has to deal with? And in terms of a military response, is that something we'd even consider?
Well, I guess yes and yes. It is our fight. I think I was very disappointed, frankly, that the president didn't go to the march or had some senior official go to the march. And the White House himself has now admitted this was a pretty significant mistake on their part. We need to show solidarity with our allies. They definitely showed solidarity with us on 9/11. The French have been one of our longest allies. Have we had differences? Certainly we have. But, you know, as the CARE campaign began over Iraq and Syria back in September, and we've now conducted something like 1,600 or 1,700 airstrikes, the French were one of the first to step up and join that particular fight. So we have to show solidarity with them. That being said, if there's any silver lining in that dark cloud that the president or some senior official was not there, I think it is that this reminds the Europeans that this is their fight as well. This is not something they got involved with because of the Americans. And over time, I have had Europeans say to me, you know, the Americans dragged us into this. This was the Americans' fight back in 9/11, and you dragged us into this, whether it was in Iraq or whether it was in Afghanistan. And I think now it's underscored to them that, no, in fact, it is their fight. And frankly, they have a lot of challenges due to the large Muslim populations in those particular countries and the fact that most of those Muslim populations live in very impoverished ghettos, particularly in places like Paris, which are breeding grounds for this type of radicalization and terrorism.
Yeah, I didn't know that France had the largest number of Muslims in Europe at about 5
right.
million, I think.
Yeah, that's about right. And,
yeah.
And also the French have had the largest number, we believe, of foreign fighters go off to fight in Syria and Iraq, something like 1,000, which caused them grave concern that these people may get radicalized, get training on weapons in return. And the Kouachi brothers may be an illustration of that, because there's some belief they spent some time in Yemen, if not in Syria.
The topics are listed at DougStephan.com. If you're one who follows this program carefully, you know that each weekend at DougStephan.com, we have a list of the top 10 talk topics in order number 1 through number 10. And we have acknowledged that the Charlie Hebdo aftermath is number 1. What do you think is number 1? What's the most important thing in this list for you? Let us know at DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan every week at this time going through the numbers and the issues here on the TRC. Yes. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Case.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.